Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 112. Jeff needed some practice for a game he offered to run for Games on Demand at Gen Con this year, so we take a break from Nova Praxis and help our buddy out. What follows is a fate-accelerated game based on the world we burned up for our Witherscape game using the Burning Wheel system. The way Jeff will run the game, this really isn't a spoilery kind of episode. The setup is the same for everyone. The players can make up their own characters. In fact, it takes us about 10 minutes to do so. I'll put a link to the Fate Accelerated page at Evil Hat in the show notes. Comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail. 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to Stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Enjoy the show. All right, we're recording.
Hi.
Ouch.
Hello there.
That was a bit loud.
Okay, Hi, welcome to the Rusak Gamers. So tonight, Joe had something he wanted to take care of. So we're gonna try to do something different tonight. So we'll return to Nova Praxis probably after Gen Con.
After Gen Con, yeah.
We're gonna be playing with pants tonight.
That's with pants on?
Yeah.
With pants off. Yes. So tonight I thought I would try something, because I'm gonna attempt to run Fate Accelerated, not Fate Core, Fate Accelerated, which is a smaller book. You can get it from Evil Hat Games.
Yep.
And it's like $5. It's I think a 70-page book, and you get PDF. You can actually get the book. But it's a really faster Fate version of Fate. Instead of using skills, they use essentially approaches for the types of characters. So working without a net and completely without a plan, I've brought in character sheets to hand out to everybody, and we're going to talk about their characters real quick and just go ahead and play. And I will be your GM tonight. My name is Jeff, and sitting next to me is to my left.
Oh, it's me. Hi, I'm Todd.
I'm Doug.
Jason.
Bill.
Roy.
And so here's the setup. Everybody has their character sheet in front of you.
And it's blank.
Yes, and it is completely blank. What you need to fill out is, what you're going to need to fill out, you get your name and your high concept, and then you'll do an aspect and a stunt, and then we'll look at approaches. Okay?
Okay, what...
What's the kind of the background here for...
Thank you.
The background, all right. We're going to go to Witherscape.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of this.
Witherscape is.
Witherscape is a campaign that we developed years ago for Burning Wheel, when we ran our first Burning Wheel campaign.
Did we record any of those?
I think it was our test drive we used for, I think, before, but I don't know that we recorded that many games.
We recorded some after that, too. We came back to it.
We recorded the return. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And the sound is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because we had the big snowball mic or something. That's about all we had.
In the middle of the table.
Yeah.
So anyway, Witherscape is a blasted wasteland, you might gather that from the name, where there is a valley of, sort of a verdant valley where, the humans live, orcs live in the wastelands, and then there's dwarves that live in the mountains and elves that live in forests far away. And it's a flying ship setting. The elves provide the wood for the ships, the dwarves provide the ore. For the gives the wood the lift. It's called lift wood, and then the humans are the traders, and then the orcs are pretty much they scavenge and attack and steal what they can from everybody.
So they're the heroes,
the reapers.
Yeah, they're reavers.
Reavers.
Yeah, if we're thinking in Serenity terms, they're reavers. So I figured we would set it there, and that would kind of give everybody sort of what they want to do. And if they want to play the character, sort of something based on the character they were playing before in Burning Wheel, they could do that, or they could play something else. But if that's going to be the setting, or, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be set in that. But I just want to give you all sort of a basis that everybody here at the table has common knowledge of, so they can generate their characters pretty quickly, I would hope.
Okay.
So.
Insert cricket noise.
Yeah. As everybody looks blankly at one another.
So are we going to use the same characters we had before, or just something new?
Something new if you want. Okay. I mean, John. You could.
Just pull it up.
You could be the, and there are, you have the, Doug's looking at, and I can pull up. We also have sample characters. All you need right now is one stunt. All you want right now is the name of your character and what that character's concept is. Like, if you want to say captain of the, you know, the daring damsel, you know, that could be the ship, then you're a captain with a ship. Boom. Move on. And then you decide what your approaches are. And I think there are, let's see, the approaches, careful, clever, flashy, forceful, quick, and sneaky. And I think you get a...
Choose one good, plus three. Choose two fair, plus two. Two at average, plus one. One at mediocre, plus zero. So, when you say pick one aspect, are we not picking a trouble?
Yes, pick a trouble.
Okay.
Right, you'll pick a trouble and an aspect. Something that always gets you in trouble, an aspect that always, you know, pick an aspect and generate that with your high concept. And my question is, I was trying to find this. I thought you could use your high concept essentially as an aspect, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's an aspect.
It's an aspect.
It's an aspect too. So basically you're starting with three aspects, your high concept, an aspect, and your trouble. And then you can have a stunt that is a more specific kind of aspect that you can use, essentially like you use a Nova Praxis. All right. And while you guys are doing that, I'm going to start collecting, fate chips to hand out to people. Do you all have ideas what you want to do?
Nope.
Yes.
Pilot with no sense of direction.
Okay, so you want to be the pilot?
Yep.
Okay, pilot, no sense of direction.
Great pilot, as long as I can see where I'm going, but want to go someplace specific? Yeah, we're going to have trouble.
Okay, awesome. So is that your trouble?
Well, so far it's my high concept, but it kind of works for both of them, too.
Yeah. All right.
I was going to make him an alcoholic as far as trouble goes. Easy enough to play.
Anybody else?
How many stunts do we
get? I've got mine, or at least the description.
If you can think of one, go ahead and pick one. If not, it can come up during play. You don't have to come up with a stunt right now.
We have a list of stunts.
But a stunt's really, a stunt can be very specific.
And if you don't have the book?
No, I don't think there is an actual list of stunts. There are examples, though.
What's the high concept of the aspect that's kind of...
The high concept is like, what's the elevator pitch for your character?
Oh, okay.
You know, like he says, captain with no direction. Pilot with no sense of direction.
Okay.
Hooker with a heart of gold. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. What about stunts?
And I'm sorry to throw all the players in this, but I kind of got thrown into GMing, so.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
What about stunts? What is that?
Stunts is a very specific, for example, when I use my trusty saber, I'm undefeatable. So when I'm fighting, or when I'm fighting guards with my saber, I get plus two or something, you know, it's
okay.
It's a more specific kind of aspect that you can
okay.
apply. Go ahead.
It has to fit a formula because quote, describe some way you're exceptional, have a cool bit of gear, or otherwise awesome.
Right.
Comma, I get a plus two when I pick one carefully, cleverly, flashily, forcefully, quickly, sneakily, which is your approaches. Yeah. Pick one, attack, defend, create advantage, overcome, win, describe circumstance. So for instance, because I am a smooth talker, I get plus two when I sneakily create advantages when I'm in conversation with someone.
What page is that on?
That is on page 31.
Thank you. And this is very simple. You don't worry about gear. You don't worry about, you know, you just say, this is what I want to play, and we play it. So we got a pilot. Are we talking about a ship? Is this going to be on a ship? Or are we going to do something different? Are we going to do something in the docks? Or are we going to do, I figure it would take us a little while to make up the characters, but not too long. And then we can play for an hour plus. So I'm hoping what are you thinking over there, Bill? Any ideas?
Nope. What's Todd's idea?
Hold on.
Hook her with a heart of gold.
No, literally, she has a heart of gold.
Right.
You kill her, you're rich.
My ID is Marion Lightwind. I am the bastard son of the elven prince. The high concept is stranger in a strange land, so I'm no longer living in the elven lands. I'm out with all the humans and everybody else.
What's your trouble?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
I just went to stunt because Doug pulled up stunt, and I pulled that one up. But the stunt was, because I am an expert archer, I get a plus two when I quickly attack. I get a plus two when I quickly attack when I take the first shot.
Okay.
And what's the trouble? Can you describe the trouble for us?
Trouble is something that always gets you into trouble.
Alcoholic.
It's an aspect to be compelled against you.
Okay.
Yeah. If you could be, and I, just for the sake of tonight, I don't know if, can you give me something more specific than alcoholic?
I am an alcoholic.
Binge drinker.
No.
Aging alcoholic?
No, I mean something that ties you to a person, place, or thing with the alcoholism.
Codependent alcoholic?
When I'm drunk, I drink too much, and when I do, I always end up with the wrong woman. Or something like, you know, something, you know.
I can't go anywhere without a bottle in my hand.
That sounds like more like a stunt.
Give me a situation that, well, it's not a stunt because it doesn't help.
How about this? I start a fight when humans think they're above elves.
Will not tolerate, yes.
I will not tolerate the belittlement of the elven kind or something.
Awesome. Perfect. Doug, what do you got?
His name is Pigface. He's a dock worker trying to get by.
Okay.
His high concept is a half orc with a big heart.
Oh.
His trouble is people scream when they see me. His aspect is I just want to fit in. And his stunt is because I'm an axe master, I get a plus two when forcefully attacking when engaged in a one-on-one fight.
One-on-one fight. Nice. One-on-one. Okay. All right. That's good.
Okay. And the approaches is you get a plus two, plus two, plus zero, plus three, plus one, and minus one.
One plus three, two plus twos, two plus ones, and plus zero.
Okay.
Okay.
And in the character creation, there's kind of an archetype that says if your character's kind of like this, this is how you want to assign them.
Okay.
That is on page.
Archetypes are on page what?
Hold on.
What?
He's getting there.
I'm looking.
Well, I'm going to try. And run this, and anything that we kind of hit a snag on, I want to be able to just introduce that to any players that comes up in Gen Con.
How to create the character starts on page 8, and on page 10 is kind of the archetypes: the brute, the all-star, the trickster, the guardian, the thief, the swashbuckler.
Yeah, and we're sitting here making up characters. I just want to remind everybody: this will come. Will this land before Gen Con?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're getting pretty geared up about Gen Con, and if you happen to be there in Indianapolis in a couple of weeks, Todd and I will be at Games on Demand. I'll be there probably in the morning and the early afternoons on most days.
You and I have the exact same times except for Thursday.
I thought you had more on Saturday. I thought you were doing
more
on Saturday.
No, I do. Yeah, I have two or four more hours on Saturday. I'm there from 10 to 6.
Yeah, well, that's what we scheduled. We don't know. I mean, if people come in and they're not interested in playing, you know, if they're not buying what we're selling, then we'll go walk the floor or something.
That's right.
But we're glad to be there, glad to help, glad to be around. Come up and tell us, hey, you know, I listen to Rusak. We might have a
hopefully by
swag
Saturday
for you.
Hopefully by Saturday we'll still have some dice.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, the earlier the better. You might just get a hearty handshake and a thanks.
Thanks.
And a thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for listening. Here's Roy's card.
What do you got, Jason?
All right. Name is Losty.
Losty?
Yep, spelled like lost eye. Bouncer with no heart.
A bouncer with no heart. Okay.
High concept is an orc who doesn't know when to quit. And fist are faster for my trouble. Fist are faster.
Fist are
fists.
Fists.
Fist. I was thinking.
His meaty paw.
That sounds dirty.
You have only one hand.
Fists are faster.
Fists.
So you're a bruiser, a brawler.
It's
okay. So you're an orc.
Faster.
You're an orc also.
Correct.
And what's your character's name?
Lost Eye or Losty.
Losty. And Doug, what was your character's name?
Pigface.
Pigface.
Because that's what everybody calls him. His name is unpronounceable by the common human tongue.
Is he also an orc?
Half-orc.
Half-orc.
Okay. And Doug, or Todd, sorry, do you have a name?
Marion Lightwind.
Marion Lightwind. How are you doing over there, Bill? Working on it? Mm-hmm. And what's your character name? Roy?
Tam Ulbricht.
Tan?
Tam.
Tam. Oh, and I didn't tell. I was at a party for a friend, and his son, who is, you know, who I remember from being young, 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 apparently he's been listening to our podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I told him about him last year.
Okay.
And he took a trip. He was backpacking in Asia, and he didn't have cell phone. And
The son. Okay.
And he's backpacking, you know, like one last hurrah, I guess, before he grows up.
Right.
And he said that he was like, man, I was listening to the Deadlands Noir and all this stuff. He's the same guy that I've been talking to about coming and, mm-hmm. and seeing us at Gen Con. And I said, well, and he says he's going to be here this year. And I told him, well, don't break my heart, you know, stab me in the chest. And,
right.
But when he shows up, I'll introduce you guys, and maybe he'll bring his lovely girlfriend to hang out with us. Class up the joint a little bit, guys. But, yeah, he said he listened to, like, he had some 12-hour bus rides, and apparently we got him through those. With our crappy little podcast. How you doing over there, Bill?
I'm good.
Okay, what do you got?
Jacob.
Jacob.
The Ghost.
The Ghost. Nice.
No, not a ghost. That's his nickname.
Oh. I thought you were playing an actual ghost. I was like, that's awesome.
He haunts the ship.
And in fact, you could play a ghost.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I thought about it.
I'm just pointing at everybody else. You know, you're not limited to
high concept.
Ghost.
High concept is incorrigible thief.
He's always stealing
something. Trouble
is,
must have shinies.
Okay, so we got Doug playing Pigface, Jason playing Losty, Todd playing Mary, and then Roy playing Tam, and then Bill playing Jacob. All right, so let's go around real quick one more time. Marion is an elf.
Yes.
Is it Marion? Is it a dude or is it a woman?
It's a dude.
Marion.
John Wayne's name was Marion.
It's an elf.
Mm-hmm. Marion. Yeah.
Doesn't really matter then, right?
Right.
I can't tell. Mm. It's an elf.
You're not supposed to.
Okay. And, Doug, you are, let's talk about what's your trouble?
My trouble is I will not tolerate the belittlement of elven kind.
There's some fun.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And Doug, what's your, pig face. What's his? The trouble.
People scream when they see me.
And Losting?
Fister faster.
That's his trouble?
That's his trouble. I don't talk. Just throw my dukes.
Is he going to be using wrong English?
If you would like him to use wrong English, I can sound Russian one week and German the next.
I mean, do you all see my concern with the trouble?
Yep.
It's the same trouble that I have that I was kind of talking with Roy. What does that mean though? Give me an idea of how. Like in a situation, can you tie that to a situation, to a person?
A place or a thing.
Yeah.
Can you tie it to a noun?
What was the trouble?
Yeah, like he doesn't like it when people talk bad about elves. All right, so that we've tied something into that. All right. Todd's marrying character. Doug doesn't like, Doug's character is a pig face and people scream when they see him. I mean, that's easy. It's more external than internal. Fists are faster. When does that come into play? You don't.
Well, it's like saying he's hot tempered, right?
Yeah. Well, then just say hot tempered.
That's what he did. Only it sounds better.
How about? Yeah. Fists are faster. Always takes things the wrong way.
That works for me. Sorry.
I don't. Maybe I don't.
I've got a smart mouth.
It seems a little esoteric. All right, Bill.
Yes, sir.
What is, you are?
The ghost.
The ghost. What's your trouble?
Must have shinies.
Okay, ghost. Must.
He's a kleptomaniac. He's an incorporeal kleptomaniac, so therefore he's very frustrated.
Okay, and
I can't
we've got Tam.
He's a little guy. He's mousy, bald. His high concept is airship pilot. His trouble is a smart mouth with no sense of direction. And he's only at home on deck.
I also put another additional aspect in there, Jeff.
Okay, sure.
Keep your distance.
Keep your distance.
It can mean any number of things, but yeah, because he's kind of aloof.
Okay.
That can mean that. It can also mean in combat.
Like in quotes, keep your distance.
Keep your distance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
And his stunt is, because I'm a great pilot, I get a +2 when I quickly pilot an airship. Quickly being the operative word.
My extra aspect is only seen when I want to be.
Oh, okay, good. So, all right. All right. So, as y'all remember, Haven is the human settlement. It is a city in the valley, the Vale. I think it was what we called it, the Vale that is shrouded in clouds.
Yep.
That you all have to navigate to get out. And that anyone has to navigate to get out of the human valley there, the Vale. It's difficult to do. You guys are not in Haven. All right. You're in this crappy little, what would ordinarily be a port town. But it's in the mountains, always shrouded in mist. So when you come out, it's always foggy. There's cliffs everywhere. And this town is sort of built into the mountains around the side of a mountain, at the peak, of the valley. Okay. And in fact, not far off is the waterfall that sort of runs down through the middle of the valley out into the ocean. And this town is called Last Point. And the death penalty for people is they pretty much send people over the waterfall. And a lot of the mist and stuff rises up around where you guys are. All right. I mean, it's misty. It's cloudy. It's always foggy. I mean, imagine every Victorian London movie where, you know, with Jack the Ripper, where it's foggy, foggy, foggy. I mean, that's like this place 95% of the time. Okay, because it's right at the densest part just before people climb over and go.
So it's Portland.
It's like that horrible Stephen King movie.
Yeah, it's Seattle. Yeah.
Which one is that?
The fog?
The fog. Okay.
There's so many to choose from.
I know.
No, the mist was the Stephen King.
Oh, the mist? Okay.
Yeah. The fog was a John Carpenter film.
Both of which were equally horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been several days since the last ship came through. All right. And you guys are in a pub there in the tavern, you know, and there are docks. Let's say Last Point has the aspects. It's foggy, and it is steep.
Frizzy hair?
Steep?
Can't
steep. Steep, yeah. Steep like it has, it's in the side of a hill.
The other aspect is can't keep perm.
Right.
Yeah.
Frizzy.
And you guys are in a pub, a little ramshackle.
What about depressing?
Depressing? Let's put that in the pub. Depressing. I'll give you depressing. Sure, why not? And you guys are in a pub. Somebody give me a name for the pub here in Last Point. Last Call?
They're very inventive in this town.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Last Call, Last Point. Everything has like last in it. Mm-hmm. All right. Last Chance. Okay.
That's the red light district.
Yeah. all right. So Last Call has a slanted floor because it feels like it's about to slide off the cliff into the valley below.
Okay.
It's been like that for 100 years. Thousand, you know, as long as anybody can remember.
So are all the tables crooked or do drinks constantly fall off tables?
It's not past 45 degrees. It's more like a 20 to 30 degree slant, you know, so the floor is messed up.
Just enough to notice, but not enough to really affect things physically.
Yeah. I mean, if you step outside, you're looking like, I'm not going in there. Mm-hmm.
This is a clever ploy so they can cheat you on how much alcohol is in your glass. So think about it. You can't fill them up all the way because they'd spill.
It's the last call in, and that's how they save money. another aspect is I'm not going in there. Anybody else? Anybody else have another one?
No dancing allowed.
The food's as bad as you'd think.
No, let's say, well, food's not so bad. And that's why people come, because the food's actually pretty good.
It's not bad for bar food.
Yeah, not bad for bar food.
That's the aspect you've chose?
Cannot wait for Gen Con.
You chose?
You got one? You got a better one?
No, I'm just wondering, is that the one that you chose?
Yeah, not bad for bar food.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you guys know each other?
Absolutely.
Okay, so do the orcs know each other? Let's start with the orcs.
Well, let me tell you, the pilot over there is the one who brought me from the Elven Lands.
Barely.
Okay.
Barely.
Okay, so pilot brought from Elven Lands.
Yep.
It only took us twice as long as it should have.
Yep.
I thought you said left. I swear to God, I thought you said left.
And is that why you're no longer with your ship?
Yeah, that could be a good idea. Okay.
So you don't have a ship right now?
I don't
now.
Have a ship right now, no. Okay. And I'm not happy about that. Because I'm only at home on deck.
Right. So you two, being Marion and Tam, are sitting at a table. Do you know the orc? You are, who's the bouncer?
That's okay.
Me. Losty has taken a job here recently as a bouncer.
Okay.
And your buddy's there. He's going to come and show up. He's going to meet you for the first time tonight. Okay. He's come in. And this is an area where orcs are tolerated, you know, because it's right on the fringe. It's right on the edge. Orcs are not really allowed in Haven. They're not really allowed in the Vale because basically they're the scavengers and stuff. But here on the border, you guys are kind of tolerated. All right. You have come here tonight, Ghost.
Jacob's fine.
Jacob's fine.
Ghost's my professional name.
Oh, okay. When he leaves his calling card. All right. When you get here, you have basically, you watch the docks. And a ship hasn't come in a long time. But that changes tonight. A ship arrives.
Arrives.
A ship has pulled in. It's docked.
Oh.
Okay. And people are, yeah. Give me a name, Roy, of a ship.
The Leaning Dragon.
The Leaning Dragon. Okay, if we need aspects, we'll talk about the Leaning Dragon.
Sure.
You tend to watch the docks, and
of course,
you see
boats usually have shinies.
That's right. Exactly. It looks like a merchant gets off the ship. He's got bags and stuff. You don't know where he's from. He's human. It looks like they're about to make the trip over and out the next day or something. You see a lot of the people come in, they stop one last time before they go out.
Tell me there's cows.
There are. No. Who transports cows? I mean, that's ridiculous. Who would do that? You see him get off the ship, but you see some of the other sailors, and they come down the gangplank. As soon as they're ready to go, they're off. You know, they're going to get a little bit shore leave, and they start running to the last call. And you see him sort of trying to, he puts his finger up, excuse me, as these guys are running past him to go get, you know, some grog before they got to go. And he's sort of left standing there on the docks with a couple of bags.
I'll walk up to him.
Okay.
Howdy, neighbor. You look a bit lost.
Well, I am at a loss. I just arrived on this grand vessel. I'm on my way to go study the Elven Libraries. And I'm new here, and I would love to slake my thirst at a local watering hole. Would you happen to know of one?
Of course. I know one. I even know one where you can talk to an elf.
Oh, wait. An elf? He grabs your hand and he starts pumping it up and down. And he says, what is your name, my new friend?
Dutch Rudder.
That's the aspect he has.
That's his name, Dutch.
Dutch Rudder.
Dutch Rudder. Yeah. All right, that's what we're going to call him. We're going to call him Dutch Rudder. See, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. You're
good.
Working my arm. I'm working your arm. Nothing wrong with it. He says, well, that sounds delightful. I would, to pass the evening talking with a real elf would be a true experience.
All right.
Lead on, good sir.
You want me to carry your bags?
Why, yes, and here, have a gold coin for your trouble.
Why, thank you, sir. So I'll pick up his bags and lead him to the last call.
Okay, he follows along, and he's just like, what a quaint place. This is so nice. This is wonderful. And he just sort of chatters on like that, and he's like, oh, look at that. Oh, wow, is that a real prostitute? Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. All right, meanwhile, you guys are heading to the bar. Meanwhile, the door bursts open at the bar, and you see...
Who? Who sees?
I just learned these names like 15 minutes ago.
Losty.
You're the bouncer there. You got your, you know, you're kind of kicked back. Been a slow evening so far. You've heard that a ship's coming in. I mean, that's one of those things that as soon as a ship comes in, word spreads like wildfire throughout, Last Point. And the door kicks open and these ne'er-do-wells, I mean, you know the type. They are drunk, or drunk sailors. All right. And they are looking for trouble. They will look for trouble because they're just here to blow off steam. Right. So they go past, haven't started anything yet, but they go right up to the bar. Let's say there's several of them, you know, half a dozen.
I kind of walk by them and say, drink up, boys. It's going to be a nice ride in the boat tonight.
They go, oh, look. It speaks.
Look where we go here. Did you crawl out of the wasteland? Look at him. Look, he's covered it. Ooh.
And they're like, they pick up your furs and something. Oh, look at this. Look at this. And then you being pig face, see them start, you're there also, but you're over in a dark corner yet. They haven't seen you yet. Marion and
Tam
are over in another corner. They've witnessed these fellas come in.
Drink up, boys. Too much talk. Drink up.
Oh, it says we can drink. Oh, well, thank you, lovely. Pat, 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 pat on your face. We're going to drink.
And they start drinking. And singing songs. And as they're drinking, I mean, they pound the first one.
You're not going to sing.
We'll drink the lily, the pink, the pink, the pink, okay, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound.
I regret asking.
Henry the Eighth, I am.
Yeah. So, let's see. As they are drinking, you also notice the door open and, Jacob comes in with this fella, this, fop, essentially. He looks completely out of place. You know, he's not covered in like his own urine and sweat and everything, but he walks in and he's, oh, this is like right out of a book. This is lovely. Thank you, Jacob. Pick us the best seat in the place, my fine gentleman, and let's partake of the drinks.
I drag him over to a booth right next to the elf.
Okay, do you say anything to Marion?
I nod to him.
Hello.
He sits down at the table. He's looking at you. He's looking at the elf. I mean, he's looking at you. And when you nod, he sort of looks over and says, oh, is that an elf?
Mm-hmm. He's not the smartest guy on the block, is he?
I set it up so that we're in shadowy area, of course. And the Dutch's back is to the elf when we sit down.
Oh, okay. And he's leaning into you. I mean, he saw him as mm-hmm. you all sat down. Mm-hmm. And so, but Dutch is leaning forward and he's like, is that your elfin friend?
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
Could you introduce us?
What was your name again?
Mary.
Marion.
Mary.
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 So I
like Mary and Pip.
Yes. Mary.
Yes.
This fine gentleman would like to make your acquaintance.
That's okay.
How do we do that?
What does he need?
He's pulling a book out, you know, and he's got a quill, he's got a pen, and he pulls it out, and he's opening up, and he's flipping, and he's going to a page, he pulls out the bookmark, and he starts, and he's like, okay.
And I say, like, to him, well, sir, that's the best opening you're going to get.
Jakob, is this man a writer?
As he pulls out his
let me whip this out.
journal. You look down and you can see a bag that's got some more gold sort of glinting in there.
That's why his back is to the elf.
Right.
So that he'll have to turn away from his stuff.
So you see, and I'm holding up a fate chip here for,
Bill.
Bill playing.
Jakob.
Jakob. So, I mean, you start licking your lips there. Okay, take the fate chip there. I think I'm going to compel you to do something about that. As he turns and he says, oh, I have so many questions. So many questions.
Yoink.
Is it true? Is it true that the men actually bear the children?
Who's he asking?
He's asking him.
Oh, okay.
He's saying it loud. He's like, I have so many questions. I have so many. Because I know, you know, most of the elves, they're completely, I understand that they're not really men and women, that they're completely androgynous, and that, you know, maybe the woman lays the egg. I'm trying to figure out the whole fertility cycle.
Well, you're
with
asking
elven people.
The wrong person here.
Well,
Turn around.
It would be rude. I want to ask fertility questions and the elf, look at Todd. Todd's just staring like, are you insane? I don't want to intrude.
Sir, do I look like a scholar?
Well, I try not to judge a book by its cover, sir.
Oh, I appreciate that, but there's your answers.
Well, very well. You're correct. I should seize the day, as it were, and I wish there was a phrase for that. And he stands up, and he turns, and he says, greetings!
And before two words are out of his mouth, his pouch is in my pocket.
All right, well, I want to roll for that.
Of course.
Okay.
You want to roll that first, or what do you want to
do? Well, you know, he'll say what he's going to say, but okay. then the roll will be made.
Go ahead.
He turns to you, and he says, in this highly stylized, you have no idea where he gets this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And almost like mincing dance kind of,
mm-hmm.
like his imagination of what an elf is or what it's like in a book. He says, greetings, fair elf. I am a traveler from afar and I would love to partake of food and drink and digest them along with your experiences and knowledge.
Just shoot him.
Do you always attract this sort of person, Mary?
Are you making fun of me?
I don't know, is he? He takes the fate chip. All right, hang on.
No, this will help Bill.
And he says, have I given affront to you, fair elf?
I take my bow.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Wait, no. All right. I take my bow as he did that, and I rap him on the head with it.
Okay. All right, hang on. What are you trying to do with that? Are you just?
I'm going to rap him on the head with it. I'm going to give him a moment to say something if he wants to.
Okay, so you pull your bow out.
I have my bow and I just whack right on his head.
All
right,
let's do this. Let's do this
kinda
first.
Like a newspaper
as he was
House of Trent dog.
He was.
I'll just smack him
as he was doing his sort mm-hmm. of stylized greeting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do over there, Bill? Why don't you, what are you trying to do?
Well, he has that nice shiny purse in his pouch, which is on the table, which is now behind his back.
Well, it's not on the table. Sorry, hang on. Chewing ice.
I see.
It's not on the table, but it's sort of, it was in the chair. Like, I picture you sort of in like a tall booth.
Sure.
And it's sort of in the booth next to him, in the seat. So it's not quite right there on the table.
I have to extend myself. I understand.
Okay.
That.
Okay. And I would call this,
that's a 7.
Yeah. It's a 12. It's a 12.
All right. There's going to be hanging tonight.
I'd put it at about, let's see, what's the,
3's a good test.
3's a good test. It's not a great. It's either a fair or a good.
Yeah. I'd say it's a 3 to do this because he's standing there and he's watching.
Really? But his intention is focused on the elf.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell you what I'll do though.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what I'll do. He is, let's give him some aspects here.
Sure.
Okay. He is,
distracted.
Well, distracted by elves.
Single-minded?
Distracted by elves.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar is also shadowy. I think we talked about that earlier also.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got conditions here in the bar of shadowy, and he is distracted. So I think, but given those aspects, I think the bare test here is just going to be a 3.
Sure.
Okay.
And what am I testing?
You are
sneaky.
What are your approaches?
Well,
on your sheet.
Yeah, but
it's just how are you going to go about doing it?
Yeah. This is so not, do you want to use? I'm going to do it a careful way. Am I going to do it a clever way? So you describe it.
How I describe?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. How are you going about doing it? I mean, if you're going to be flashy about it,
oh,
you
no.
could do it in a flashy way, no. but the chance.
Yes, I understand.
Right. Right. Yeah.
This is straight up sneaky.
Okay.
No one sees me do a thing. I just lean over slightly, reach out slightly. No one's looking at me, and the pouch is now in my pocket.
Okay, let's go ahead and roll.
And what did we say? It was a 3?
A 3.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Plus 1.
So you get a 4?
Yep.
Okay. Outcomes. If you fail, this is on page 13, if you fail,
Now you could have read this before I rolled.
I know. No. I'm reading what it says here generically. Your result is lower, of course, if you fail. A tie, the result is equal, of course. Success, the result is higher by 1 or 2. And a success with style, you get 3 or more, which is the spin. Essentially, if you get a tie, and this is page 14 again, actually, this is page 4. Yeah, this will be the next page. If you succeed, create or discover an aspect, get a free invocation on it. I think it's called, that's a boost. All right. So if you want to, you succeed, you grab the bag. Do you want to give a boost up, which is a single aspect that you can.
But that's if I'm creating a new aspect.
Right. Well,
it may be invoked once for free, then it vanishes.
Then it's gone. It's basically a boost. So.
Okay, I think, just from reading this, I think a boost is something you try and do?
No, a boost is just an aspect you get for once and then it's gone.
Is that on him or whatever he wants to put it on?
Well, within reason. I mean, it could be on the bag, it could be,
on him's trusting? I'd put it on the bag.
Given the circumstances and what you just did, I mean, as long as it relates.
Don't see a purpose for it.
He's doing more of an overcome, which is on page 16.
Okay, so
you use the overcome action when you have to get past something that's between you and a particular
You've accomplished
goal.
Your goal then.
Okay.
Okay, so you have the, let's just move
I,
on
I did
then.
Get one over though.
Yeah, well that's succeed. 1 or 2 over is a succeed.
Yeah, okay. Succeed with style would
you
generate
accomplish
the boost.
Your goal.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to succeed with style and establish something, you could do that too. You accomplish your goal and generate a boost, but you'd have to say, well, because it's shadowing, give me a chip. You can bump it up a little bit.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. You see what I'm saying? If you want to put an aspect on it, a boost, which is a single-use aspect, you just tell me what you want to put on it. You've got the bag in your pocket, and you put an aspect on it that's real quick.
No.
Okay. All right, so go ahead and roll your wrap him in the head.
Okay. And I do it quickly.
Okay.
Borrow these
stuff. Go ahead.
Pardon. What's my
just hitting him in the head?
Yeah. Why? Average is one.
I think it's going to be just a one because he's not expecting it. He's like, oh, he's going to show me the bow, and right. You just pop him with it. So I don't think it's very high.
Three.
Okay, yeah. You hit him. You smack him. Now, do you actually want to hurt him?
No.
Do you? All right. So if you're not actually trying to do damage to him.
I'm not trying to do damage to him. I'm trying. If it stings, that's one thing.
Okay, well, do you want to put an aspect on him then? So you got a two. On that, do you want to put a boost on him, or do you want to?
Mind your manners.
Okay.
That's my aspect.
Mind your manners. Okay. He says, "Oh, I do believe I've given offense."
Yes.
I'm sorry. What have I done?
I'm just like any other person here. If you wish to have a conversation, you can sit down. This flourish is not necessary.
Oh, Mary, you're not like any other person here, let's be honest.
He says, let me make it up to you. One moment, and he walks over and he grabs his bag, does not open it yet, comes around and says, wench, barmaid, drinks here on me. Let me get my money.
Very well.
Okay, so,
Tam. Yes.
Free booze is on the line here.
I'm not an alcoholic anymore.
Oh my gosh.
You took that one away?
Yeah. Is this an aspect?
Smart mouth with no sense of direction, only at home on deck.
You not alcoholic at all?
No.
Killing me. Absolutely killing me.
Smart mouth.
Okay.
No sense of direction. So basically, I made myself two.
Let me ask you something. Uh-huh. Here. What do you think about what he's been doing? What do you think about this whole little
thing? I think he's an idiot. And I think I've tried to make that clear. And I think it's ridiculous that Mary drags these kind of people around us.
Mary drags these people around us.
You're a magnet for this sort of thing.
I'm a magnet. Well, you know why I'm a magnet? Because your ship is at the bottom of the falls.
No. I got it here just fine, but we were just a little late. And I'm really sorry that you didn't make your connection. But you know what? Live with it.
You're stuck here, too. Not my fault.
Okay, I've handed Roy playing Tam a fate chip at the moment for starting his rant there at
Mary.
Mary, who is completely chagrined about the whole thing. Dutch is completely shredded. Now, back at the bar. They guys have finished their drinks. And they move over to a table. And as they do, they pass by where Pigface is sitting. And, they see you sitting there. And they think, oh my god, look at this ugly thing! Well, I came here for the food because it's pretty good for bar food, but this guy, he's turned me off my chow. He's like, I'm not going to eat until I toss him out of here. We can't, right, fellas? Right. So the six of them pull the table out, and they're gonna forcibly remove you from the bar because you're so ugly. And I'm holding up a chip here for Pigface. Pigface, are you okay with this?
Pigface.
Of the situation starting?
Well, no, I don't want to be tossed out of the bar.
Well, I know you're not okay with being tossed out of the bar, but what I'm doing is I'm setting up a situation, but I'm giving you a fate chip because of your aspect. There you go, because of your trouble.
So this is going on full view of everybody. They're being loud about it.
Yeah, as you guys are over there arguing, mm-hmm. you hear that happen. But hang on, I mean, it's sort of like it sort of overcomes your conversation
sure.
at the time. But I want to, let's give them a chance to react to it first. Because we've been dealing with you guys for a second. I mean, so go ahead.
As the table slides back, I poof up and clock him, the one that's doing all the talking.
Okay, you're coming up from behind.
Right.
And you're just going to walk up and hit
him. Right. Stop the brawl before it ever starts.
Okay, well, hang on. What do you want to do?
Okay, so the six of them stand up and they're going to toss me out.
Right. They're getting ready to toss you out. They're like, oh, and they're not even talking about you like you're a person. Okay. They're discussing you like, oh, I'm not going to eat here with this bag of garbage sitting beside the table. They're going to take the bag of garbage out, and then they're going to come in and enjoy their meal. Because you turn their stomach. You're so ugly.
Okay.
I got an idea.
Because I just want to fit in, what I want to do is use some self-deprecating humor to lighten the mood and convince them that it would be better for me to hang around where they can poke fun at me all night than it would be to inflict violence and try to throw me out of the bar.
Okay, well, what do you say? Right, so you want to be clever?
Sure, I'll be clever.
Sure. All right, so what do you say?
Well, I guess the first question is what action is he going to try to do here?
His approach here, he's taking a clever approach, I think,
right.
at trying to be funny and make the drunk sailors laugh.
Right.
So you're going to try and create an advantage.
I'm trying to create an advantage, right. Trying to put an aspect of them of friendly.
So you're going to create an aspect.
I'm trying to create an aspect on them of friendly.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do, by being clever.
Yep.
I'm
just looking at the quick reference here.
Right.
Okay. They are, at this point, the drunk sailors, one, they're drunk. That's one aspect. And two, they're belligerent.
Belligerent.
Now, I'm also adding, they're also racist.
Would never guess that one.
Oh, playing the race card right off the bat.
Bigots! All right, go ahead. Just tell me what you say. Give me an idea.
They're sitting at a table near me, right?
No, they're about to sit down, and as they're sitting down, they sort of look over and see you sitting there, and they hadn't really noticed you, and they go, oh my god! And it's like they just noticed that they got this dead pile of rats at the table next to theirs, and they're like, well, I can't eat if it's sitting there. And they pull the table, and they're gonna forcibly throw you. I mean, it's obvious that they're gonna, you know, hook or crook, out the door, through the window. They're gonna toss you out.
Okay. Well, throw me out.
Oh, let me have one more aspect. Mob group. You know, group of them.
Mob mentality.
Mob rules.
Good song. Yeah, it's a good song.
And I don't know how many fate chips I get I get one for each of you.
Probably.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. So, go ahead. What do you want to say to them you guys are over there, you're griping at him, the Dutch is getting his bag of coins because he's going to buy some drinks. Jacob is sitting over there sort of pocketing the coins. And so this is all sort of going on at once. And the bouncer sees this going on, Losty, and he's walking over that direction. What do you say? Hooks! Sorry, pig face.
Hooks?
Remember that from Police Academy? This is a house. Here's a window. I'm a burglar. I'm coming out of the window through the house with a stereo. What do you say? Hooks.
Stop. Don't move. I'm going to shoot.
I'm going to scream.
I'm a burglar. All right, go ahead. What do you?
Well, throw me out. That's the best you've got. Throw me out. How many times have I heard that? Where's the fun in throwing me out? You throw me out.
What's the alternative? You can give him an alternative. Okay, fair enough. Go ahead and give me give me your clever roll. A clever roll. Let's see.
This is going to be a good. Yeah, because you're half drunk.
It's going to go bad.
I'm going to say 3, and I may. Actually, why don't we just do opposed? I'll just do opposed with them, and if I need to enhance it, I will.
Yeah, but opposed what? What are you going to roll?
What's opposed?
Yeah. Are you going to roll their careful, clever, flashy, forceful probably would make sense.
Forceful probably, yeah. Okay. I'm just going to roll their forceful, and their forceful is a 2.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not real clever, not flashy, not...
That's a 1.
Oh, and they get a 0.
Okay, good.
So, do you want to, so you can put a quick.
Generate 1 free invocation on the aspect.
With 1. You can get a quick boost sort of
What was
and he wanted to say
what's that?
He wanted to make them friendly.
Amused. How about amused?
Amused.
Amused.
All right.
What do I amuse you?
Okay. So
do I make you laugh?
He got a plus one?
He got a plus one.
Okay.
So he gets a real quick boost. It puts an aspect on him.
No, he gets to put an aspect on him.
Yeah. Right. And that's what he's putting on him.
Not a boost.
Yeah. You're just going to put the aspect on him, amused?
Boost is an aspect.
Boost is a temporary.
He is a temporary.
No, that's what I'm putting on him, a temporary access.
But when you succeed at putting an aspect on him,
he puts an invocation on the aspect.
No.
Succeed, create, or discover the aspect, get a free invocation on it.
Okay, yeah. So you put the aspect, and they go, and like the leader of them then stops.
And okay. If it's a tie, it's a boost. If you succeed, you put an aspect on him. Okay. That's it.
So what happens is, and I think if you get spin, you can put the aspect on it and call it up for free twice.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So what happens is the drunk sailors, they're still kind of belligerent, but they're amused by you. And they're like, oh, look, he's all right. Look, he just made a funny. Maybe we'll pick on him later. Come on, let's just drink, get some food, man. I'm hungry. He's good dog. And they go and they sit down at the table next to you. And they're going to go ahead and sit down. What do you do, Losty? I mean, he sort of just starts to defuse the situation. Do you think, no, these chumps got to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's a fake.
I don't know when to quit. They started this.
There's a fake chip for Losty who doesn't. So I'm going to give you a free shot at one of them.
The guy that does all the talking, I'll walk up, grab him, and throw his butt out the door.
Okay, so.
Are we in the double deuce?
No.
Oh.
The double deuce?
Go on.
Be nice until it's time for you to not be nice.
When will we know that?
I'll tell you. Thank you, Patrick.
Jeff has never watched that movie.
What movie are we talking about?
Roadhouse.
Oh, no, I've never seen
Roadhouse. I haven't seen that movie in 20 years.
I know it's supposed to be some
I feel
kind
sorry
of,
for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's like...
Oh, it's horrible, but it's beautifully great horrible.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
All right, so let's call that a forceful against their forceful. You walk up, but I'll tell you what. You catch him off guard, so if you want to use that, I'll let you can... We'll just say he's off guard because he thought, you know, I'm just going to sit down and in addition to all the other aspects, because of the way you just walk up and you're going to grab him and chuck him out.
All right, listen. Time for you to go.
Ooh.
Three.
Okay, I get a
negative.
I've got a one. Okay. So you pick him up and you haven't hurt him yet, but you just toss him right out of the building.
That's right. He scores. And I look at the rest of them and say, eat. Shh. I'm not going to sit back down.
Okay. Hang on. We'll come back to this. You've tossed out their guy as they're going to sit down. All right. And the group of them. May or may not want to go. Okay. Let's come back over here. Bill, we haven't talked to you for a while with, Jacob. What are you doing?
Oh, I think
you see Dutch come over and he grabs his bag and starts to hand back over and sit down and it looks like he's going to open up to buy drinks.
Right.
As the word goes flying.
I mean,
I mean,
he's sort of a little slow because he's a little distracted now. I mean, just as everybody's sort of distracted in general by this whole thing going on over here with all these sailors, but he's coming back around and he's, what do you want to do?
I want to tug on his sleeve and say, you don't want to miss an actual bar brawl. They go by really quick. Don't blink.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what are you trying to accomplish here? What do you want to do?
I'm taking his mind off of paying for drinks to watch the bar brawl.
Okay. Go ahead. And are you doing this? Are you being clever?
I think I have to be.
Yeah. All right. Trying to be clever. Hey, buddy. All right.
So this would be an overcome then, right?
I'm
trying to alter his direction from getting out the money to watching the Raw.
Yeah, he is, I'm gonna call it a two, but I may invoke on him.
Sure,
I may, okay. Okay. Go ahead, go ahead.
Four?
A four. He is, well see, I don't know if I can compel unless he rolls. I don't know that he would need to roll.
You can,
can't you use it to,
use it against me?
Yeah, I suppose I can. I suppose I can. Alright, here's the thing. He is, that's what I can do. Thank you. He is distracted by the elf. There's one. So that's two. And then, I'm going to invoke, he's gotta mind his manners. He says, I am not gonna get involved, and I need to buy this blind elf a drink.
I thought we were only allowed to do one character and one.
Oh, that's a good point.
One
yeah,
building.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's
shadowy.
Good
point. Can't really see it anyway.
I suppose it's. Let me see what else. I'm gonna say. And besides, the bar food's not really that bad. I hear. I want to eat.
So. Wow.
See, there you go.
We've used that one twice. I'm actually pretty impressed.
And that's what I want to do. I want to use those because, and that's okay. And if you got something you want to come back at, you know, I think the way it's supposed to go is you burn them, I burn them, we burn them, you burn mm-hmm. them, you know, so do you got something, you want to, so that's going to be a fail unless you've got something you want to spend.
Well, I have to have the shinies. Him finding out that I stole means I don't get to keep the shinies.
Okay. You don't get to vote on you. Well, you can compel it.
It's an aspect.
Yeah, you're compelling yourself. Go ahead.
Invoking.
Invoking. So you got to pay. Okay, that's got to. You're really frantic about getting the shinies. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's two. And what did I say? Two?
That puts us back to even.
Yeah. Yeah, because he had a four. I knocked four off, and then he put two back on. Because he's really pushing this.
So it's tied right now.
You obtain your goal, but at some minor cost. The GM could introduce a complication, present you with a tough choice, or some other twist.
Let it ride, Jerry. Let it ride.
So while I'm trying to come up with something to add, what's my complication?
What's your complication?
If I go that way.
If you succeed. So you're trying to get him to observe the fight.
No, I'm using the fight to try to get him to not go for his money.
Okay, here's what'll happen. The way you gotta do it is you gotta steer him toward the fight. But in doing so, the drunks are drawn to you. You put yourself out there like, oh, let's look at the drunks fight. And they go, you get their attention.
I can live with
that. Okay. And they're, okay, so you grab him and he's like, oh, well, let me get my book and let me take some notes. He's like, I will be with you in just a moment. Barmaid, drinks for this table right here. And he said, and the drunk sailors watch their leader thrown out. They turn and they're like, when they hear drinks for this table, like, oh, this guy's buying. And they see you all stand there and he goes, and you're saying,
and I'm going, go look at the fight.
And you're looking, yeah. And they're like, and one of them, like, hey, you think we're here for your floor show so you can have your little drinks and dinner? You think we're funny? Do we amuse you, little man? You there standing next to that fop. And he's like, well, I never. You! You think we're funny? We amuse you?
He's new in town. He hasn't seen a ball fight before.
Yes, but you have.
Which is why I know he should watch
one. And we're here for your entertainment? Let us entertain you? What are you, some high almighty judge? Governor. You think you're the judge governor? That's actually the title of that guy that lives in Haven. I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay.
Judge Governor?
Yeah. Okay. The Judge Governor. Oh, you think you're the Judge Governor? We're here for your entertainment.
No, I assure you, I'm not entertained at all.
Oh.
How about you cough up some money and pay us? We want, buy our drinks. Weren't we're your entertainers. You owe us for the floor show. Give us some money.
You haven't beat up anybody yet.
Not yet. And they take a step closer to you.
What are their aspects again?
Drunk and belligerent. Drunk, belligerent, and...
Racist.
Yeah, mob. Right now,
no,
because
mob was the bar, wasn't it? Or is
no,
it?
That was
them.
Oh, okay. And I'm just going to say anytime there's like 2, 3, or 4 to 1, it counts as a mob. So I can say, all right, because, you know, there's a group of them doing this to you.
Okay.
You know.
So basically you're cheating.
Of course he is.
I'm not cheating.
He's a GM. He's supposed to.
I'm calling aspects.
I'm just being silly.
You are silly. You're so silly, Bill.
I try.
Okay. So, they kind of look over at the orc, like.
Which one?
Losty. Is Losty gonna get involved in this? Or you wanna let it happen for, you know, fists are faster. Let him solve it. Let him settle it. So I'm, invoking on, I'm compelling there on, the orc to stay out of it and let him fight his own fight. Instead of jumping in.
Right, you fellas, you want to have a fight with these nothings, or you want to have a drinking contest at the bar?
As they're getting up and moving towards him, I'll grab one of their plates and just sit back and eat. It's not so bad.
Okay, so they're advancing
it's not
on.
Not bad for bar food.
So they are now advancing. Dutch sort of steps back a little bit, and I
think Pigface tried to do something there.
Yeah, Pigface, what do you want to? Does anybody else here want to jump in? Roy, you were asking about their aspects there with.
I'm waiting on a second. Hold on.
Okay, does anybody else have anything they want to jump in with?
No.
Okay,
no,
go ahead. Go ahead, Pigface. What do you got?
Right, instead of fighting with these nothings, let's have a drinking contest at the bar.
Okay, so how are you doing this? Look at your approaches. How are you trying to do this? I can think of a couple where this might apply.
I will start pushing them towards the bar. I'll be forceful about it. Hands behind them, like, come on, let's drink at the bar! Drink at the bar!
Okay, well, they're forceful also. They're advancing. They're not gonna be easily swayed. So they get a +2. Okay. There's a group of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're belligerent. And I got a good one. But we'll see how it goes. Alright, go ahead. Let's roll. Because there are so many of them to get the whole group sort of herded. What do you think? 3 or 4? What do you think's fair?
And it's just one guy?
And it's just him.
Well, if you're invoking mob, that gives you +2, so.
Yeah.
Set the base skill and then make it harder with invoking mob.
Yeah,
right? That's what you're trying to do.
The base is going to be a 2 or a 3. Probably a 3.
To get sailors to drink?
To force them over.
Well, I'm thinking I tell you what, I won't activate mob on that, but because there's a group of them like that, I think this just makes it a little tougher to do. I'll say it's a, I think it's just going to be opposed, and if I want to invoke it, I'll invoke it. Invoke mob.
Okay.
So I'll roll their dice because it's opposed. And they get a +2. And then I can invoke 4 of them.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a 3.
No! All right. They are a mob.
Here it comes.
So I'm going to give them +2. Right now I'm at a 0.
Can't you reroll?
I can reroll, but you're working against the slant of the floor.
I'd like to invoke their race.
Hold on. But
oh! That, all right.
You mean
compel
their races.
No. You compel, yeah, okay.
You want to
either
compel?
Way. Yeah.
Well, you...
It compels when a chip has changed hands like that. So I'm
so
giving
you're,
them a
you're
chip.
Giving them a chip and compelling them.
But you're using that against them. So you're trying to help me?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to help them.
Then
I want
you have
them.
To compel something on me.
No, he...
So then I'm invoking them.
You can't invoke, you can compel.
No, he can invoke on them.
He can compel.
No.
He can invoke his aspects or compel somebody else.
One at a time.
No, he's right.
Invoke, increase difficulty for a foe by 2.
Right, by invoking one of your aspects. You can't invoke somebody else's aspect. You can compel somebody else's aspect.
I think Doug's
else's
right
aspect.
About that.
No, so you can compel one of my aspects to make it harder on me.
Yeah.
Also, I think those are more advanced rules, and this is not an advanced game.
Right.
No, this is very basic.
Which is why I think Doug's right, because it's simpler. His interpretation's simpler. So, here, I have to get my chip back.
Oh,
gun.
Well, I'm wondering, because here's the thing. I'm wondering if I don't get chips. How do I get chips? Maybe I don't get chips. I want to get fate chips.
Or maybe you just have an unlimited supply.
For invoking people and just paying. You know, and maybe just, because I haven't been paying, I've been giving you all, it's for this combat that I've been giving fate chips out. I haven't been taking fate chips away to compel your all's aspects. All right, let's just go from there. Right now, they've got a 4. Okay, because they got a 0, a net 0. Plus 2, because they're basically 4 big, just burly guys. I mean, there's not a whole lot of.
Right, you invoke mob.
I need a thesaurus.
You invoke mob, and you invoke slanty floor.
Right, so they're at a 6.
6.
Yes.
I thought you rolled a 0. This should be at a 4.
They get plus 2 because they're forceful in their own. They get plus 2 just being who they are. That's not an aspect. It's just plus 2. It's like their approach is forceful generally, and they get plus 2. All right?
Okay.
In this game, you just, when you create a creature, you just name what the creature is and say, this creature is forceful, or this creature, what's their primary approach, and then you give them plus 2 and you move on. You don't deal, you know, they're not going to be flashy. They're not going to be very clever, or, you know.
Okay.
They're plus 2. But they're also belligerent, so I can invoke that, which I did. Or not, I'm sorry. I invoked mob, so there's a group of them, and then I also invoked the slanted floor.
Okay.
So they're not really, it's not like they're getting, they're pissed at you necessarily. They just don't, they're focused on going after Jacob the Ghost over here.
So I rolled a 0, I'm at a 3, they are amused.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, I get to invoke that for free.
No, you can invoke that for free.
I invoke Amused, so that's 5, and I'm just trying to fit in. So there's 2 more.
Okay.
So that's 7 on your 6.
Very well. See? Excellent. Now, I don't know. They're Amused. You got that free, so I don't get anything for that.
And I invoke my aspect of I just want to fit in.
That's on you. All right, so they go. All right, drinks over here.
Hey,
come on, let's drink with the funny orc over here. So they eye you. They've still got their eyes on you, Jacob, as they go back to the bar to get drinks from Pigface. Okay. Back over at the table. Jacob has his book out, and he watches this happen, and he goes,
Jacob has the book out.
Sorry, Dutch. Dutch has his book out, his little journal. And he was about to, he's like, and as he gets his quill out, you know, they've been steered away and they're heading back toward the bar. And he turns to you and he says, well, that was disappointing.
Clearly you're too well dressed. They were frightened by your sophistication.
I suppose so. I would have had words with them, very strongly worded words.
And I appreciate that.
I'm done with this.
And he goes over and I'm sorry, what?
I'm done with this.
No.
I get up and I walk towards the front door.
No. Please stay.
No.
Mr. L.
Sister.
Mrs. Sister.
Whack! Did I peg that one?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I think Jeff's ears are bleeding a little.
Yeah.
No. Eddie, he would, please stay, please. I've got money. I was going to buy you a drink. And he goes to open his bag.
You keep your money. Just close the bag. It's fine. I
can pay you for your time.
Do you know anything about elven lore? Do you know anything about elven customs?
Only what I've read in books.
Okay, well, I can tell you it's all wrong. It is customary for the elf to buy for his guests. So put away your money.
I think that I don't want to offend you.
He is, we're gonna give.
Can I
let's do an opposed roll.
No, I'm going to, well, okay. We'll do the opposed roll.
Yeah, let's do an opposed roll here.
I'll borrow these skins.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Because he wants to buy you dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what his approach would be. I think we've established he's not very clever.
No, he's not.
I think I'm gonna go with flashy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's gonna try to, bluff his way through most situations and try to make a big show out of this.
And I'm gonna use sneaky because I'm lying my butt off because I saw him steal the jewels.
The gold.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't think you did.
You don't know that.
Well,
that's why I'm doing this.
Let's see if you saw that.
Okay.
All right. Before we get to
okay,
fair enough, everybody. I don't care if we go back and retrofit this a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, the way I had it set up, it was sort of, if it's in the corner, it's in a booth, it's on the other side from you. I mean, it's he put it, Jacob put it back there in the dark, and so
mm-hmm.
I think it's probably at least a 4 for you to see this.
Wow.
I think it's a 4.
Okay.
But I don't. I'm out of stuff to say. What was shadowy? I don't have any chips left right now, so I think for you to have seen that
mm-hmm.
is going to be a 4. Now, what approach would that have been? I mean, you could still go forward with the whole elf thing. I like the story idea, but I don't.
Well, I like the story idea, but the whole idea is that I know him. We've been here long enough to where I know what he is. But
I am incorrigible.
I'll give you a clever.
We'll see. Okay. I'm not going to get it, but okay.
Well, I mean, do you agree? I mean, that it's because, I mean, if you're saying it's because you know him and you know what he's up to, that's
okay.
Because you're smart.
Okay. I was just trying to think of anything else to invoke.
Well, I mean, maybe you got something. I mean, do you have something else to invoke?
No. No, and I'll fail this. So, I mean, I'll fail it immediately. Failed. So.
No, you got a 3. It's a 3 minus 1.
How do I have a 3?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a, well, I thought that was a blank, and then you had 2 pluses.
I have a plus, so
no.
I have.
No, that wasn't a minus. That was a blank. It was, you had 2 pluses, I thought. And then plus 1. No.
Okay. No.
I mean, it's still a fail.
Yeah.
Now you can succeed at a serious cost, but I don't, if you can give it to me, you give me a serious cost for your success there. Cost for you, not for him. Not being Jacob.
Here's my serious cost.
Would it be a static obstacle, or would it be against my talent? I mean, we're retconning the whole thing, so it doesn't really matter, but I'm just asking, should he be rolling against me?
Well, given what he said and how he said that, he just knows, I don't want to go back and change the obstacle.
No.
But no, because it's not so much that he saw you, it's just that he knew what you were up to, is how. So it's not really against your obstacle. I mean, he may believe that you stole it, whether or not you stole it.
Yeah. See, at this point, I didn't see you steal it. Okay.
As much as just.
I know you.
Read
and
the situation.
Odds are that money's not there.
With that setup, I would think it would have been a lower difficulty though.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But I still have a 1. So.
You rolled a,
I'll tell you what,
you
I'll tell you what.
You rolled a 1 and you have a 1.
I'll
so
tell you.
No, my clever is 0, so I have a 1.
No, your clever's a plus 1.
Two.
Oh, my clever, oh, you're right. I was looking at careful. Sorry.
Here, you're,
I saw that from across the table.
Look. Okay, do you know how old I am?
Here's what did you roll? What did you roll on the dice?
1.
A 1. All right.
I have a 1. So
all
it's
right,
a 2.
So even at a 3, he still fails, so at a serious cost. But if he had gotten it, it could have been a minor cost. But let's just talk about the cost then. Let's say you succeed at a cost, but tell me what the cost is, and we'll.
My cost is I have to open up to him.
Ooh. Dun, he's going to have a conversation
with
his father.
I have to have an open conversation with him. In other words, I have to say, okay, you can ask me 10 questions, and I have to answer them truthfully.
And he
buys.
He can't escape now.
Right.
He's gonna
because I was getting up to leave. I'm stranger in a strange land. I don't like this. I wanted to keep my distance. I wanted to get out of here. This is giving me the heebie-jeebies enough as it is. Now I have to sit down and deal with him.
Okay. Well. All right. So because do you want to just jump to that as opposed to the whole trying?
Sure.
Right, so here's what'll happen. All right. You still need to. You need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you figure this is how you've got his attention. Mm-hmm. You can invoke on him too now. All right. Now because he's distracted by elves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But now you have to convince him to let you by.
Okay.
All right. And he wants to make a good show. He's trying to save face. So okay. We're just going to do an opposed roll against his flashy.
Okay.
Which is plus two. Okay.
He's
like, no, I insist, you know, and I am in the wrong. I'm a stranger in a strange land, and I just want to make sure that, you know, I have not given any offense. So I insist, as the custom of our people, that I buy you this food. I want to do this for this elf. You know.
Well, according to the rules and regulations.
The rules and regulations.
According to the rules and regulations of Prince Lanmar, who is a prince somewhere, to Prince Lanmar, any person meeting an elf for the first time, the elf is obligated to account for all of their lodgings
and I'm holding up a fate chip here.
Yeah.
Single bit of that up.
There you go, Tim. That's a load of crap.
You lying elf.
With his smart mouth.
How rude of you.
Do you even know what an elf is?
I know perfectly well what an elf is.
How long have you been pretending to be an elf?
Longer than you've been pretending to be a man.
So, I've never even pretended to be a man.
Has anybody ever mistaken you for one?
On occasion.
That sounds like a slight against elves to me.
Oh! Good one. Good one. Thank you. Okay. So, I love where this is going. Is everybody having fun?
Yes.
And that's not just because you got yourself a bourbon.
No, that has nothing to do with the bourbon, but it doesn't. No, it's because it doesn't hurt.
He's happy that he finally finished off the gin and he doesn't have to worry about it ever again.
Yeah, gin and tonic is like
love it.
Kissing your sister,
love it.
Yeah, if her lips are covered with pesticides,
love it.
Yeah, her name is DDT.
DDT.
DD.
Come here, DD. Give me a kiss. All right, so shall we return to the action? When last we left, before the rules break and before I had to get a drink.
Doug compelled me.
Doug was now the two. Marion was about to convince, was starting to convince and try to convince
Dutch
that it was customary for this to all happen until
Tam,
thank you, jumped in and insulted him, and everybody's being compelled and invoked and. And so it looks like there's, all right, so here's where I am, where I'm sitting. You were trying to convince him. He's now jumped in. Let's try to resolve the,
pronoun trouble here.
Pronoun trouble. Marion was trying to convince Dutch that, no, he needed to come and sit and, cause Dutch was being flashy and said, no. And let's resolve that. All right. And then Tam jumps up as you guys are maybe going back to the table, and says, that's a load of crap. And then boom, you all can resolve whatever you guys were going to.
Okay.
Okay. Does that sound about right to everybody?
Yep.
Can we do it that way?
Yep.
Okay. Where are the other players' heads at here? Bill with, Jacob?
I'd like to, quietly exit the premises.
Mm.
Okay.
Go on, take the money and run.
Go ahead and, yep. All right.
Can I give an aspect to Bill's character?
Become,
SOB.
Give me two steps, yeah. Mister.
All right. I'm going to put it right now in the bar, the aspect at this moment of confusion.
Chaos. Right?
Chaos. If you want to.
Chaos. I like chaos.
Chaos. That's what I got. Chaos right now in the bar. Should you, I mean,
so you can, like chaos.
So you can take advantage of that if you want to. Okay. What about the bouncer? You're still sitting out. You didn't get involved in the one. Now we got, well, this hasn't started yet. So, between the two of them, and I may throw you another chip to stay out of it, but you got plenty. So I may let you jump in. So where's your head at right now? Do you have any ideas where you see you want to go?
Well, so far I've seen the one guy start the trash talking with his book, mm-hmm. with the things. Mm-hmm. He's getting in front of the lady. He's a troublemaker. Too much chaos. Throwing him out.
Who's
Dutch.
Dutch. Dutch. You're going to throw Dutch out.
I'm going to throw Dutch out because okay. he's causing all the...
Okay. All right. Well,
did you say the lady?
Hey, lady.
All right. What about Pig Face?
Drinking
you're,
at the bar.
You're at the bar with drinking the, with, at the bar. With the other guys.
Absolutely.
Fitting in. And what did you just got the success, right? And you invoked, all right. So you've already got your free invocation on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it wasn't a boost though. You no, can,
I beat you by one.
They are now.
You can amuse them if
friendly?
What was it? Yeah, friendly to him. They're still belligerent, but they're friendly to him if he invokes. I mean, they can still turn on you, but if you want to say, whoa, no, friendly, friendly, you can still do that. Okay.
Belligerent and amused. That sounds like most every frat boy ever.
Drunk.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be drunk.
Yeah, drunk.
Belligerent, but amused by you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, you all can invoke that too, but you could say, hey, look at the orc. Right. Funny orc.
Look at what he's doing now.
All right, so let's resolve between Dutch and Marion.
Okay. What do you...
Marion's rolling flashy. I'm
going to roll sneaky because I'm being deceitful.
Oh, how would you do that? He's being very flashy saying, no, I got to buy your drinks. How are you going to be sneaky with your information, with your trying to convince him?
I'm lying.
I know you're lying, but...
I think that's clever, isn't it?
No. Sneaky specifically says...
I'm not saying... Here's what I'm
going
for. Use
misdirection, stealth, or deceit.
Here's what I... Okay. Here's,
deceit.
I kind of see you also sort of going in and go, let me hip you to the facts. Let me tell you something nobody else knows. You know, but he's being so big about it.
Well, here's what I'll do. I'll say, look... Do you see the runes that are kind of carved into what I'm wearing here? I've got it like a sash and it's on the inside and gold filigree and all this other stuff. This gives my family lineage and the rules and regulations.
My eyes are up here.
And everything that we all need to know.
Eyes up here, sailor. Okay. All right, let's roll. Okay, he's at a one right now.
I'm at a two.
Now you can, you've got all kinds of chips over there.
Mm-hmm.
He is distracted by elves.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh, you give it to me.
Give it to Jeff.
Even nice. Better.
All right. So now I have three.
So now. Oh, you have three chips.
Yes. I have three. He got a one and you've got a four.
I have a four now.
So you get to put an aspect on him.
Unless he wants to do anything.
No. Which challenge was this?
I think it was a...
Overcome?
It was
overcome.
An over... We're trying to overcome each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you can put a boost aspect on him.
Yeah.
So you win. He says, very well, if those are the customs...
Mm-hmm.
Boost lasts till the end of the scene, and you can invoke it once for free, and then it's gone.
Okay, so my boost is essentially I put an aspect on him, and...
Yes. What aspect would you like to put on him? You can invoke. It's temporary. You invoke it once for free, and then it's gone.
Gullible.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Super. Isn't this fun? All right. So as you're leading him back to the table.
Yes.
Tam jumps, is standing there, and he says, that's a load of crap, and insults you.
I'm not standing there. I'm sitting down there.
Okay. As you're sitting down, he's like, I heard all that crap. That's a load of crap, and he insults you, and you've accepted the fate chip from Doug, Marion. So now you are incensed by the affront given to you by Tam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back over here to Jacob. Jacob wants to sneak out now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So why don't you give me that roll, Jacob?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to give you just to get up and walk out of the bar. You want to sneak out.
And before Jacob goes out and before Tam insults me, I look over my shoulder at Jacob and I go, "You owe me."
Yes, indeed, sir.
Okay. So you don't know that he's necessarily leaving, but I'm going to put, let's say it's a 3.
Oh, he knows me.
I'll tell you what. If anybody wants to see him leave, why don't you set your obstacle? How's that sound?
So when he sneaks out, that's what we need to
roll. I don't understand it.
You're gonna sneak out. There's no OB to getting up and walking out of the room. But since people can observe you doing it, anybody who wants to, I will give them an opposed roll against your roll.
Okay.
Okay. So you're gonna set your obstacle for anybody else that wants to.
So are you gonna roll, sneaky, or are you just gonna say it's gonna be a 3, or I'm just gonna walk out like it's nothing?
I think he needs to roll because he could.
That would set the
Yeah, because you could trip over a chair or something.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Sorry, I was. Mm-hmm. Okay, so slanty floor, you slip. Actually, I'm gonna do that. Slanty floor, you slip.
Let him roll first.
No, I can put a -2 on it. Give me the thing. I want to put a -2 on it just out of the gate. Just because I'm invoking. Do I don't give that to him because I'm invoking
the building.
The building.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a
2. Good, actually. Yeah.
So that's a wash right there. So it's whatever
your bonus is.
Sneak is
3.
Probably 3. Yeah.
And
only seeing when I want to be.
Only seeing when you want to be. Okay.
So it's +2.
Yeah, so I'm a
5.
5.
Okay, so anybody that wants to see him going out the door? Anybody interested in rolling?
No, not at this point.
Yes.
Okay, and I think Dutch wants to see. Dutch wants to just notice, not that he's going to make a big deal out of it. He just wants to know if you're...
Where'd he go?
Not that he's suspicious.
Oh, I brought him here.
What do you roll to see?
Just roll your...
Would you roll to see?
Yeah,
well, that's a good question.
Probably clever.
Quick.
Or quick.
My eyes are always darting around this place. Looking here, looking there, looking up, looking down, looking south.
Careful is when you pay close attention to detail. That's also another one.
I think the description on quick
doesn't seem to fit.
Yeah, I think it's careful.
Oh.
And I'm going to roll.
That's your 0, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to roll.
I'm not careful.
Okay. You, Dutch does not notice you leaving.
You're the
one. He doesn't get any bonus to the roll whatsoever. Well,
you have 3 chips.
I know I've got 3 chips, but I don't know that I've got anything that I can invoke. I don't think I have anything that I can invoke for him. What are you thinking?
He is gullible. He's his friend. He's helped him out. He wouldn't go anywhere without his bag carrier.
Gullible is strictly his, I think.
That's mine.
Yeah, he gets it once for free.
And then
gullible.
It's gone.
I don't think I've got anything. There's lots of stuff you can invoke against him.
Yeah, and he's distracted by elves.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He is completely involved over here. So
who's he?
Dutch. Dutch is completely involved dealing with Marion.
What were the aspects?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, though. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
-1.
-1. Okay. So.
I have a 0 and careful.
Yeah, you don't. Let's see. If you're going to go after the, it's an overcome fail. Now, if you want to, you can succeed at a serious cost, which would mean that here's the cost.
Uh huh.
I'll let you see him walk out, but to do so, you're very distracted, and that if the elf decides to cold cock you, he gets +2.
Well,
I think you ought to do it.
I will accept that. Is that serious or minor?
Give him the distracted aspect.
Because that would be plus.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll give the distracted aspect to you. You can watch him walk out. Distracted aspect to Tam, but he gets to invoke it for free the first.
That's fine. I will accept that, provided that I see him Bill, what's your character's name?
Jacob.
Before Jacob walks out, I would like an opportunity to say something before Jacob walks out.
Well, no, I don't think no. All you do is you see him leave. Because okay, you're on a massive failure.
Then I will not accept it.
Really?
Because there's no upside for me to accept the failure. Walking out, he's leaving.
Well, you can still use the information. You can still use the information. Now,
Nah, there's enough people to know it.
So, since I...
Nobody knows.
Since I succeeded, I can put a boost on this then, right?
I'll let you do that.
Because, I mean, I succeed with style. Succeed with style, right?
Mm-hmm. At the moment, yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and you beat the only other person that Dutch who'd be paying attention to you. I don't know. What about the bouncer?
No, I'm focused. I'm going to throw some people out.
Oh, that's right. Okay, here he's going to throw Dutch out. All right, so he's focused. What about over here?
Drinking at the bar.
So, yeah, if you want to, what aspect were you thinking? Yes, and let's see.
Yeah, I'm just going through the process because I want to understand.
Sure.
So the boost would be, he's still in there, isn't he?
Okay, yeah, you want to put in there, like,
yeah, that Jacob is still in the bar. Basically, you know.
Yeah, you've put a pillow in the covers or something. People still think you've left your cigarette.
It is dark.
You've left your cigar smoking and the smoke's still drifting out and people think you're still back there with the cigar. Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's cool. You can do that.
So would that then be an aspect on the bar?
No, that's an aspect.
Anybody that wants to say, I want to find out where he went. You know,
he can use that.
Okay.
Isn't he still in the bar?
The aspect is, I'll be right back.
Now let me ask.
No, that's not what I'm going for, but that is a cool one.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to throw something at you here.
Sure.
Local constabulary's walking by that you always have trouble with because you're always looking for the shiny. Chance you bumping into them as you're walking out the door. I'm holding up a chip here for you there,
Unlimited.
Jacob. Oh, I'm sorry, Unlimited. Well, any chance that there's constabulary outside that you bump into as you sneak out?
That seems to be robbing me of my success.
No, you don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept it. Okay. I mean, I'm giving you a fate chip that you walk out and you stumble out of the frying pan into the fire kind of situation, but you don't have to accept it.
He has to pay to not accept it.
Yeah. If you compel and he doesn't accept it, he has to pay.
Yep.
Is that in this one?
Yeah. I don't think so.
It is. I just read it.
Oh, is it? So he has to pay to not accept?
It is on...
Well, I'll tell you what, because it's so late, and I don't know that we'll play this again, let's just say you walk out of the bar, unless you got something else you want to do.
No, I'm good.
Okay, alright, so we'll leave that at, we'll leave that where it is.
I was just going through the process of...
No, and that's fine, because we got other people here, and I want to resolve sort of the issue here. Maybe we can do some combat or something that, and we can move on. If you're okay with that, then.
I'm fine.
Okay. Alright, so, let's deal this between, Tam and Marion, and then we'll get to you throwing Dutch out if you want to throw Dutch out. Alright. Go ahead. Between
Who?
Tam and, Who?
Page 29.
Tam and
Mary.
Punch him in the mouth.
He has insulted you.
Oh, I know he has.
Punch him in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. I haul off and pop him.
Okay. So it's going to be.
He could try.
That's the whole idea.
All right. So to do this, first thing you have to do is we have to figure out who's going to go first.
Me.
All right.
I have a three and quick.
In a physical conflict, you compare quick approaches. The one with the fastest reflexes goes first. I don't think you roll off necessarily.
Well, if there's a tie, it says, figure it out yourself. However best you want.
I'm offended. You've been drinking.
Are you both quick at a three?
Yes.
I think.
I'm offended.
I think
you've
just,
been drinking.
He pops you first. I think you're just sitting there like, you don't, and he just pop. Unless you want to just roll dice to see who goes first.
I'm a chronic smart mouth. I'm expecting at any moment to get hit.
Then I just want you to roll flat dice to see who goes
first.
Yeah,
no additions.
No additions, just flat dice.
Flat dice.
I'm going to lose this, I know.
But I'll let you.
Thank you for...
Wait a minute. I'll let you use aspects if you want to modify this dice.
Rochambeau for it.
Rochambeau?
Yeah, Rochambeau for it.
What is it?
Rock, scissors.
Oh, is that what paper rocks?
That's not Rochambeau.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Get your dirty mind out of the gutter.
Rochambeau
with Wikipedia,
is
buddy.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Hey, yeah. Doug, okay. Doug, last week, Doug
Did
came up
Did you not ever watch South Park?
Crazy.
What Rochambeau was?
Yeah, we were off the air.
Wow, I rolled well.
I found out what it was called, by the way. I was pretty close.
But you weren't right.
I did not!
All right.
No, I got a two.
I got a minus three.
Okay, so you get to go first. You get to go first. You see him getting ready to, how would Mary deal with this? Just physical.
Is he gonna hit me or is he using the bow again?
You're gonna pull the bow.
Pop. I mean, that's what it,
you
that's
see
what
him
it was.
For the bow, you get to go first though.
Yeah. You've seen it before.
Yeah, he's making it.
Matter of fact, you saw it just a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm not drawing the bow or anything crazy like that.
I'm gonna let him hit me, but I would like to, I want to be able to compel.
Well, don't get to the compels yet.
What? Hey, no. This is what I want to do with this. I want to let him hit me, and I want to use that in order to. I don't know if it's compel. This is what I want to do. I want to bring the mob back in on this. They are racist. I'm being attacked by an elf.
Okay, so, all right, so, well, you don't need to let him hit you.
No, that's the whole point. I want to let him hit me to give me a plus two on whatever role I need to invoke or compel or whatever.
Okay.
To bring the mob
so
in.
You're just gonna let him go first.
I'm gonna let him hit me. There's a difference.
All right, go, all right, so.
Pop!
So you're not defending.
No.
Roll your
all
damage.
On purpose.
Roll what your da- just roll.
What is this?
So you're just gonna hit him. Is this quick? You know, you just take your.
He's doing it quick again.
Yeah.
You're doing your quick with
yep.
You're smacking him with your bow.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. So roll
so,
your quick.
So what do I use? Oh, just quick. Okay. Two.
A two.
Yeah.
All right. You are not defending.
Nope.
So that is two stress.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take a mild consequence of.
That would have to be a medium consequence.
Two.
Oh well, you can take you can take one stress and one mild. Each box.
Mild is two.
Each box. Listen to me. Yeah. It's different.
Oh, okay.
Each box in this game, you get three stress boxes. Mm-hmm. Okay. First box is worth one. Second box is worth two. Third box is worth three.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You cannot. You can split them if you want. You can do, I think you can do stress and consequences the way you normally do, the way we were doing it before. But you cannot double up on consequences.
Right.
And a check in a box is a check in a box is a check in a box.
Right.
Okay.
Well, he did two on me, so
he did two.
Check off the box number two.
For stress. Or you can take a consequence and take a minor stress. Or a box one stress.
So a mild
consequence. What's the 2, 4, and 6 on the consequences?
Yeah, the mild would get rid of that the way I'm reading it, 2, 4, and 6.
Yeah, mild consequence should absorb two of the stresses.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so you can do a mild.
No stress. I'm going to take a mild consequence.
Okay, so what's the mild consequence?
Stinging burn across the face.
Seeing stars.
I like seeing stars.
Seeing stars.
Yeah, seeing stars.
Good enough.
Bunk. Yeah.
Oh no!
And that just
busted lip.
That just
busted lip.
Well, yeah, and that's okay. I mean, it's he's been hit hard enough that it's physical. You can see it.
But he's a smart mouth.
You'll be going to get it.
His lip swollen. Swollen lip. Okay, so you're
he's weird hair on.
Albert. Fab Albert. All right, so that's
my lip bit on fire.
All right, so 2, 4, and 6.
Yep.
So you get hit for. 2, you take the consequence.
Seeing stars.
And now it's your action.
So what do I need to roll in order to bring the mob back in?
How are you
this?
Bringing the mob back in?
They are.
What's that look like?
I'm going to, okay, then I will.
Cider Riot.
Flashy.
Smart mouth.
All right. So
yeah, but what approach?
I'm going to
use an approach to racist against elves.
Oh my God, I'm being attacked. Right?
Yeah.
Flashy.
Flashy.
Yeah. Flashy.
Yep. That's okay. It.
So I need
you're
to make
a scene
to.
No. That's establishing what you're going to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So now.
Flashy.
How does, what's his.
Is there an obstacle?
What's his difficulty?
Obstacle.
His OB, let's see.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
His now. Obstacle, to.
Seven.
Incite them.
Minus
so seven.
One.
No, I think, let's see. I think it would ordinarily be a one. You know, but. But, they've got drinks. Actually, I don't think I want to set the OB that way.
Yeah, because
you don't want to bring all the conditions and stuff.
Right.
No, here's what you do. You set it if everything is normal.
Obstacles 2.
Right.
There you
obstacles
go. And then he can invoke racist and drunk or whatever so the case may be.
He would, in normal circumstances, he'd have to get a fair, with them being as they are, he'd have to get a fair success right. in order to sway them.
Right. Right. I think
and
too.
And then all the aspects come into play after that.
Exactly. Okay. Here we exactly.
I think thank goodness there's lots of aspects.
So far I'm at a minus one. Racist?
Nope.
Nope. Goes to Jeff, right? Goes to Jeff. So now I'm at a one.
Can't you re-roll?
And yeah, I'm gonna re-roll. I'm gonna use racist.
Well, no, you
re-roll.
Have to.
No, I have no, to.
You have to use your own aspect. Smart mouth
would fit. Yeah.
You still have to pay.
Well,
for
here.
It. Well, that's one.
Well, do you want to re-roll before you give me?
Yes. Yeah. Let him. Yeah, that's the re-roll.
Oh, okay.
That's the re-roll.
All right. This is the re-roll, and you haven't invoked racist.
No.
Okay.
Even.
But.
So you're at a one.
Racist.
Okay.
Now I invoke racist, and now I'm at a three.
I thought. Oh, you're at a one.
Right.
Because you added in your flashy is a one.
Right.
Okay. All right. So he's at a three.
And what asked, they've got racist and what else?
Belligerent.
Belligerent.
Rules.
Well, see, he can only invoke one against them, right?
Right.
Well, he can use a thing or a character and a place.
Right.
The one he put on him.
Amused.
Amuse.
Okay.
You could invoke amuse.
I'm gonna invoke amuse.
Where'd they go?
They're right there.
Oh. I'm gonna invoke amused on them. They're having too much of a good time. You keep it.
I keep it? Oh.
Yeah.
I saw that coming.
They're having too much of a good time right now. They just kinda, hey. Hey.
Okay. So right now you're at a negative one?
No, just a one.
A one.
Right. And so, the ob is a two.
And.
We need the munchkin, kilometer
well,
to keep track of this.
Well, wait a minute.
The town is depressing. So,
watch Roy try to pull something out of his behind.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Town's depressing. Then alcohol's not doing as good a job as they think.
All right, now I have a rules question here because I don't claim to know everything. He's already invoked on them.
On them. He's invoking on the town, yeah. A place right now.
Yes.
Okay, so
depression. It's watered down.
Yeah.
So you're invoking on the town that they're not as amused as he wants them to be.
Right. Because it's a depressing town.
No, the alcohol is watered down. It's depressing.
Okay.
I'm going to invoke on a place, the tavern, because there's chaos going on in here, and they can barely even hear what he's saying.
Oh, that's so good.
Both of those go into you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So when PCs fight amongst themselves, the GM wins.
Yes. That's a nice way to look at it. All right. So where are we now? What's the score? One?
One.
One.
So
I fail.
And I'm going to invoke.
Uh-huh.
They're belligerent.
Okay.
They go, who's the loudmouth trying to ruin our good drinking? So they put their drinks down, and they walk over to you, and they're going to chuck you out bodily.
You wouldn't have to spend a point for that.
Yes,
he already failed.
Oh no, I want a serious failure, and I'll pay for it because I got plenty. Okay. I got plenty. I don't want a minor consequence where they're irritated with him. I want them ticked off. They're gonna chuck smart mouth out of here.
There isn't a serious failure.
Yes, there is.
It's not on the cheat sheet.
If you fail, it's serious. If you tie, it's minor.
But it wasn't
succeed
tied.
With he, a minor. He, yeah, he. Yeah, I think he.
He was already at fail.
He was already failing.
Oh, that's it. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'll pay it. I don't care. I've got.
You got plenty.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys want to fight some more? So, they go, excuse us, brother orc. We've got a loudmouth over here. We got to chuck out of the bar. Spoiling our fun. All right. So Jason, they put down their drinks and they're going to go, they look like they're heading over to,
start a fight.
Start a fight with you.
Yeah.
Oh, do you still want to chuck Dutch out, given all this, or do you want to help them?
With all the confusion, I'm going to grab the girl instead of Dutch and throw her out.
You mean the elf?
I'm going to throw the elf out. Because I'm going to go.
Okay. So they're going to go over. All right, let's do these. Let's just roll.
And he's light.
Maybe you want to protect the damsel.
Okay, you can. You see them
you
coming.
You want to protect the damsel.
You go, Dutch out. Tam, you're going. You're going before the mob.
Yeah.
Sly, you fool.
I don't know. Do we need to roll an initiative, or is it just straight?
No, physical conflict goes first, then mental conflict. Everyone else goes in descending order.
Okay, so they're heading toward you, right. And you can move before they do.
Okay.
If you're gonna go and move and throw him out, being Marion, I'm gonna say, go ahead, but I'm invoking here. I'm gonna say the floor slanted. So I'm going to put you in a -2 to get to him. And also, I think because of the distance.
-4?
-4 on his roll.
Okay.
Because he's
too well, that's what I wanted to be sure. You threw in two chips.
Just to act before you, because I think to make it fair.
How am I doing anything physical?
You're not. It's just initiative.
Oh, okay.
He's coming across to throw you out, and all I'm saying is he's got to cross a slanted floor to do it.
Okay.
So I'm putting him in a -4 to get to you. Okay. If it comes up a tie, then you'll still, if you're quick as faster, you'll win.
You don't really have to do that. You can, did you see the turn order? You can do this. You can just say, hey, that's what I want to do without chips.
It's 9:30 and I got plenty of chips.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll move. I mean, if the floor's landed, then I'll jog uphill.
Go ahead.
Force is 3. 3?
3. -4. So -1. What's your quick?
Oh, quick. It's 2. So it'd be a 1. -2.
-2? I thought you were at a...
Well, my quick is 2.
Uh-huh.
And then I got -4.
Okay. What'd you roll?
0.
0.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So go ahead and roll.
Quick?
Yeah.
5.
You see him coming.
Okay.
That's so, you go first. Then you, because you're seeing stars.
Sure.
You're seeing stars. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I should...
just let it go.
Slant, yeah. Well, I'm just trying to figure out if I should be giving these to somebody else as opposed to...
I don't think you'd be...
Because I'm paying them, right?
You're just determining the order right now, right?
Yeah.
There's really no roles from what I understand.
Yeah.
There is no roles.
There's no roles. You decide. I mean, really, if you say... Hey, this is how I want to do it. This is how I want to do
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. So I'll decide, but it doesn't matter.
Well, first off, the highest quick goes first in a physical.
Yeah.
And if there's ties, you decide how it's resolved.
Okay. So what's your quick?
3. 3,
and yours is 2. All right. So you get across the floor anyway to get to him. You're standing there. You're seeing stars. You're a 3.
Tam.
Yes.
Tam's a 3. Okay. So Tam, I'm going to put you, you're sort of between them. And the thugs are the 0. Okay, so they go last. They're moving across the room. You're moving across the room. Marion, you see a big group of guys coming towards your table, and the orc's looking at you, the orc being Losty. What are you going
to
do?
Okay. I'm going to get out the door. I'm going to get the quickest way out and get around them.
Okay. Go ahead. Are you going to try and stop him, or are you going to just let him run out of the building?
I'll let him go.
Okay. The thugs are not after you.
Right.
So they're going to let you get up and run out. So you just jump up and you're like, I'm out of here.
Right.
And you bolt.
All right.
Without paying his tab. But you get up and bolt.
Ding, ding, ding.
So I'm not going to put an obstacle on that. I mean, give me a 1.
It's a 0.
A 0? Are you sure?
Chips.
No, this goes to you.
Keep
my distance.
Very good. That goes to me, right? All right.
Yep.
So you keep your distance and you're out of the building.
Yep.
You get what you want. All right. So you're already gone. Jacob, you've run out of the building. You've run out and gone down the street, and we could deal with that in a subsequent game.
Tam,
you get to go before, Losty there.
There's a mob after me. I'm going to duck out.
Okay, you see him coming? Go ahead.
Yep. Do I need to...
Well, they... go ahead and roll. Just give me a 1. I mean, you're going to jump up and run out.
1 quick?
Yeah. Because they kind of want to throw you out, but they're not going to...
Oh.
They got free drinks sitting over there.
Closer than I expected.
What'd you get?
A two.
Okay. You jump up and run out before they get to you. I mean, the...
He's seeing stars.
Oh! Because of the uneven floor, because it's slanted in here?
Now, does he get this one, or is it going here?
No.
I'm invoking and seeing stars
on him. It goes to Roy.
So he's compelling me.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
No.
And invoke slanted.
No. I think you can't use it the one he gave you. You either pay one to block it, or look.
I got three chips over here. Well, because of that, yeah. I've either used the one.
Hold on. If I compel against you, we agree to the terms. Right. If you accept it, you agree to the terms and take the chip. I'm saying you're seeing stars. You don't get out of the bar. If you don't accept that, hold on. If you don't accept that, you refuse the chip and give me one.
Fine, there you go.
I'll take two.
But you were just giving him a plus.
I invoked seeing stars.
He compelled him
from leaving the bar.
Right.
Meaning minus two to the roll.
Exactly.
And he said, I don't want a minus two.
If you compel, you describe the situation and we agree to it.
And he says, I don't want the minus two.
If you invoke, I can give him a minus two.
And so he's paying him to not.
Yeah. I don't want the minus two.
He's bribing him.
Now, do you get that chip if
he refuses to compel?
But that gives you incentive to mess with people, man.
Yes,
it
does.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
It can lead to some grumpiness.
Specifically says if you're out of chips, you can't refuse
to compel. Only by you.
I mean, no, seriously, it can lead to some serious grumpiness.
You jump up and you run out then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Losty, what are you going to do?
Throw the elf out, the last one standing. Gone. Okay, well, not the elf, but Dutch.
Dutch.
Because he's standing there going.
Bless you.
Go ahead and roll. It's your forceful.
Excuse me, thank you. Two.
Yeah, you pick him and chuck him out, and you can give him an ass. Well, no, you pick him up and chuck him out, and you can get a boost on it too if you want. Because you got two, he gets a minus one.
Don't come back.
He's like, ah! Into the street. So the two orcs return to drinking.
I go back to the bar drinking with my new friends.
with the drunken sailor.
Yes.
And we'll call that a scene.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. So, I know the chip economy is a little weird. And it's new for us, and we're still working on it. I know we've been working on it with Nova Praxis.
But the rules are definitely different.
Yeah, the rules are a lot different.
I like these rules a little bit more.
I kind of like these rules a little bit better.
They're a little bit more streamlined.
Yeah.
What
do you mean more streamlined than Nova Praxis? More streamlined?
More streamlined. In other words, I mean, it takes 2 pages to look through this and go, oh, okay, I understand what's going on, as opposed to Nova Praxis where we're 2 months in and we're still trying to figure everything out. Nothing against that system. And
it's several
flavor.
100 pages,
yeah.
As opposed to this, which is like 60 or 70.
Right, right.
50, but they're small pages.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and they're digest size. Yeah.
And I think you could use this kind of stuff with the setting material from Nova Praxis.
Yeah, and this,
oh, sure,
this
sure.
is a, yeah. this is a perfect
it would, it
two,
wouldn't
4 hour
the,
thing.
It wouldn't have the crunchy effects.
The stunts would all be broken.
And stunts and all that stuff that Nova Praxis has. Nova Praxis works really well for what Nova Praxis does.
Yeah, you could
this works well for
rewrite
anything
a lot
you
of
want.
Stunts,
you could play a sci-fi game with this. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be Nova Praxis.
Oh, I'd sitting here playing this. I thought of a perfect one. We could do it at Gen Con for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, you could do the same thing. You could take the stunts right out of Nova Praxis and say, I want to use this stunt and plug it right in.
Except that the stunts there are a little bit more robust than just get plus two.
Right.
Which the stunts here only just get
plus
two.
Well, I mean, I think you could.
But yeah, you could make it work, but I think Nova Praxis does what Nova Praxis does.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were getting ready and we're prepping for this. I sent some emails to Todd. I'm trying to think who it is, and I apologize. There's a fella who has a blog. And I think he actually writes, he's one of the authors of the core book, maybe Accelerated, for Fate, where he's gone and taken the Marvel role-playing game and he's used the descriptions in there to help create, aspects and stuff for Fate. And it actually translates fairly well. I mean, Fate's really nice that way in that you could say, this is the character I've got. And these are the things that, to me, make him the character that he is.
Well,
you make those your aspects, and you move.
Well, yeah. I sat there, and like I said, that came to mind, and it wasn't the Marvel characters. There was a second part of that where they had the DC characters.
And, right, right, right.
And, I mean, honestly, what I thought would be really neat was if you have Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, probably Flash, and Aquaman would be the absolute last one you'd get.
No one would want to play Aquaman.
Well, and that's the point. You would have, they're all up on their little satellite or whatever, and it's Batman's birthday. And they're all going to bake, Superman's baking them a cake, and he's bringing them all up there for Batman's birthday. I mean, and Batman doesn't want to have a birthday.
It's what are you the talking Watchtower, about?
That's,
by the way.
What?
That's weird, isn't it? Can you imagine the character? Here comes Superman, and he's got a little apron on, and he's going, "Happy birthday, Batman."
All right, you're cut off.
I've got no desire to play that game whatsoever.
Oh, come Batman. On, Roy. That'd be fun.
Okay, Batman's already got it in his utility belt. So yeah. Good.
All right, so pluses and minuses here. I mean, as a GM, the plus is I thought the game was quick to create. I mean, but yes. On one yeah. hand, you guys had a common sense of what Witherscape was about.
Well, it's
and,
not. It's,
and, but you also were quick enough to you've done because I'm wondering
we,
if I run.
We
this,
really didn't do anything with Witherscape, though.
I mean, this no. boils down to a bar brawl.
True, true. But the question, and but you all are also very quick to review the rules and jump in and help me with them,
yes.
which I don't think general con goers are going to be able to do.
No.
And actually generating characters, I think. Went faster than it would at a con. You know, I give you basics. This is where we are. What do y'all want to do?
You remember what we did last year when, even when I had the Burning Empires thing, where my whole thought was for them to come up with one.
Yeah, one belief.
One belief. And then I said, well, the heck with that, because it took me an hour just to explain the rules. Just give them all out. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why it took me so long to do that. But I think in this, if you just have, maybe they come up with an aspect. Maybe.
Well, you can definitely tell them to make an aspect. If you yeah. give them their...
Or give them the concept.
Give them
what,
their concept and their
want?
Trouble. Uh-huh. Write up the concept, high concept, and the trouble.
And the trouble.
And have them do their third aspect.
If they want to at all.
If they want to at all,
yeah. They don't have to. But with the high concept and trouble, that gives you a lot right there to go with.
Plus, you can say the next three slots... Tell me what they are when you need them, which is the way this seems to read.
Yeah.
This says make the third one, but the fourth and the fifth, oh, you want that now? All right, there it is. Write it down.
Okay, well, let me...
Same with the stunts.
So overall, what did you all think about this as like a one-shot for like tonight? I mean...
Oh, this is great.
This is a good one.
This is a fantastic yeah. 2 to 4 hour game. This is great.
Yeah. And that's with no...
And I had nothing planned.
No concept.
Right.
No plot. No direction. Just make up a character and go to town. It's definitely,
yeah, I mean,
pick up friendly. It's definitely.
Yeah, you can see this
ability.
I mean, even just playing this the first time, Fate Accelerated the first time, but I mean, we're still familiar with concepts and stuff. But I mean, I don't feel uncomfortable running this today. I mean, this is just, it's that simple. So as long as you understand what aspects and that kind of thing, and you can express that to somebody else, especially those people who've never played a story-based game.
Did everybody feel like they got enough, like, screen time, quote-unquote?
I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
I didn't. I felt like I didn't get enough.
Yeah.
But Dutch, there's more to Dutch. There's a story there.
Right. You just had a cameo. That's it.
But Doug, you were going to say something?
I think if you run this at the con, I think you need to create the characters and let them fill in the aspect. And I think you need to take a few minutes and go over the quick sheet and explain the actions they can do and how to use.
Because I'm still a bit iffy on
how to invoke and how to compel an aspect. All that stuff already, so we didn't really have to spend a lot of time.
Well,
talking
I don't
want to
get too bogged down in it, other than just I want to work more on. Tell me what your guy's doing, explain it to me, and then I'll just assign what I think the approach is. And then what's your aspect? And it might help to just pre-gen the characters, so I have a better idea of what's available to them.
When they explain what they're going to do, you then respond with, well, that sounds like a clever approach. So you'll roll your dice and add your clever to that.
Yeah, but one of the things, and I mean, I don't want to make up characters if I don't have to, but also I kind of like the idea that I go, hi, welcome to the game, here's your blank character sheets, and we take it, you know, womb to tomb right there at the table within 2 hours.
Birth to Earth,
and they see exactly how fast it can go and how much you can accomplish with a system like this in 2 hours.
In that case, I'd play a little bit looser with Dutch. You know, have him not necessarily just for the elves, you know, because someone wanted to bring in orcs. I mean, it seemed like we divided rather quickly. And part of that was just making it up as I went along.
Yeah, okay. I got to cling to something.
That's why I would suggest having a blank sheet is entertaining and inspiring, but for a con game,
it can be intimidating too. Yeah.
Yes.
For somebody who's never played the rules and doesn't know anything about the setting, they're going to be overwhelmed.
What do you mean there's not 1 through 6 on this dice? Yeah, I mean, that's...
What is role-playing?
Yeah. Look, I thought we were coming here to play cards. I mean, I've got my magic deck ready to go. I don't know.
Get out.
Yeah. I think you want at least
here's your ticket back. Get out. Huh?
I think you need at least partially shaped characters just because...
And maybe a storyline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because if you sit down and say, here's your characters, we're going to have a bar fight. Everyone knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Not that that's the scenario you should go with, but...
And what I've kind of toyed with is...
Because, like we kind of started playing a campaign, not a one-shot.
Yeah, we did.
Not you. Us.
Oh, and that's okay, because I know
you guys
are
us.
Working, but I
what do you mean us? Yeah. Everybody's out of the bar. I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly.
What I was thinking about doing is I've got a couple of games that I've already set up, and some of you have played in, that I've already run. And I was thinking about putting together characters for Fate using those characters. And I've already got the setting. I know what I'm doing and where I can go and what I can do with it. And just create characters in Fate based upon the characters I've already created in Savage Worlds. And say, I've got 2 sets here. What do you want to do? And basically run the same scenarios just in different systems and just see how
Absolutely.
It turns out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. But that means I got to start typing.
What happens? If,
you know how fast
I start writing.
Come on, look how fast we did these.
Well, the more backstory you have, the longer it takes to tell everyone about it.
What if you came up? Yeah. What if you did the high concept and the stunt and let them figure out a way to use and create the trouble? That way, they.
I think trouble would be easy, better for me because it gives me something I can latch onto to start throwing at them.
Right.
I would rather give them the aspect.
The extra aspect, or even
give them
or stunt.
Or nothing.
No, give them high aspect, especially for those, I mean.
The high concept.
High concept, just for the fact that you're assuming everybody who sits down there is familiar with this system. They're not.
No. Yeah.
Give them
right?
just the 2 aspects, say, high concept and trouble.
High concept and trouble, and then, you know, say, hey, your guy is roughly this.
You know what I may do? I may just fill out the characters and say, look, and if you don't like that aspect, give me a different one.
Right.
Pick
that works.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just
then
draw a line through it.
Them.
Yeah, it's like, look, here's, in case you, I don't know what your level is, but if you want to play something different, just tell me. And that's totally cool. If you want to do that, do it. If not, because fact of the matter is, we could have sat down, y'all could have created these characters, but what I may do is just go, okay, boom, 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 and just create them. I still like the Witherscape setting just cause. Just do a crew and say, you know, where are you? Do like the captain, the navigator.
Well, if you're going to do crew navigator, that could be anywhere. That could be a spaceship. That could be, you know, the Caribbean. It could be
a water ship. It could be an airship.
It could
be a spaceship.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be interesting to see, you know, see how generic the setting can be based upon just the characters.
Right.
And just have your typical.
Well, I mean, look at this. I mean, yeah, you have Elven Prince, but I mean, for that matter, you could make that 20th century and make that a Saudi Arabian
Spanish prince,
or Spanish prince, or something like that.
Nigerian prince.
Exactly. Mm. You can make it something very, very different. Okay. I mean, you can make it modern. You can make it. Yeah. You could make it revolutionary era America. You could do anything you want
with
it.
All right.
But these characters, even though there's different races in the aspect that you've got an orc and elf, you can make that, that's just now just a short guy. Or that's a tall guy from England. And
burly guy.
Yeah.
Burly
or don't do it at all. And when you get someone that says to the table that says, I want to play a dwarf. It's like, okay, He's a dwarf.
He's a dwarf.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out. He's a dwarf,
Nothing on the sheet says it, but he's a dwarf. You're a dwarf. Go to town. Write an aspect about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, give me an aspect that tells me you're a dwarf and we'll go with it.
What you can do is you can give him this. You can give him the aspects. I'm looking at this, remove elven kind, belittle, the underprivileged or something.
Everyone.
Yeah. And then you could give him that and then let them decide where it is.
You know, my favorite part of this whole game was.
What's that?
When Doug compelled you.
Oh yeah.
On that. And I was like, oh, that's just perfect. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You knew it was coming.
Oh, sure. Sure. Okay. So any, good stuff. Any final thoughts? Any ideas?
Explain aspects to them or they're going to be completely lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain aspects and what compel means and what invoke means.
Yeah.
If they've never played the game.
And everything else is kind of translates in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aspects and compels are vital for the system.
Yeah.
And then the fancy dice.
And then the fancy schmancy
dice. And watch, no one's going to want to play this. They're all going to want to play Savage World.
Well, I'm kind of hoping they all just want to play Dungeon World, and then I'll just, here, create your name, here you go, let's go.
Check some boxes, let's go.
I'm hoping.
Now, that's a game to start off from scratch,
because you have
your checklist. Yeah.
Well, I was wondering how much we could do with this like that, because I love that about Dungeon World, is you just sit down, you make stuff up, you talk about it for a few minutes, and away you go. The two I'm kind of dreading is Apocalypse World, which is just sort of... I mean, it's a neat setting, but there's a lot of extra and, there's a lot of setting, a lot of fluff that comes along with it. And the rules are just different enough from Dungeon World that it's a little daunting.
You know, you could do.
And then Mouse Guard. I'm a little weirded about running Mouse Guard. I think because I'm a little rusty on, Burning Wheel and stuff.
When do we get Torchbearer?
August. Late August.
Yeah.
After
Gen Con.
You could do Fate like Dungeon World, but it's going to take more work on your part to generate like three aspects for each one of like three high concepts or whatever.
I think I would do a high concept, a trouble, and an aspect and just keep it real bare minimum.
Yeah.
And then if they want to say, well, my guy is this, I make an aspect.
Because there's two slots that's exactly what they're for.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay.
Know? All right, well, good game, guys. Thanks.
Good
appreciate
game.
It.
Everyone say goodnight.
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 Okay, I just wanted to say I like Fate Accelerated a lot. It takes everything I like about Fate and glosses over the stuff I don't like. Now, one more time, I would also like to say take a look at the Iron Empires and Weird Wars Rome Kickstarters. These are two great products. Both have been funded, so it's down to stretch goals. Get in now and get all the cool stuff that's being added. The links will be in the show notes. And last but not least, look us up at Gen Con. We'll be in front of the Omni most nights and talking about the day's games. We may still have some dice left, too. Now, our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com and our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. And finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Fate Accelerated is copyright 2013 by Evil Hat Productions, LLC. And if you're going to Gen Con, drive safe, fly safe, boat safe, just get there any way you can and game and have fun. See you guys there.